Hello and welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Murat. This is our eighth study in the book of Job, and we are in Job chapter 14, verse 1. Father, I pray that you would add your blessing to the word that we are about to study. In Jesus' name, amen. Job says, "Man who is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble." Yeah, that's pretty close to being true all the time. Not enough time and too many troubles. That's man. Sounds pessimistic, but it's true as a general rule. Because in spite of wealth and education and being careful, a lot of lousy things come into a person's life. It is true. It's not close to being true. Verse 2. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue. We are like a shadow, says Job. Shadow doesn't leave any evidence of being somewhere, and neither will we. Job feels as if his life is just a big waste. 3. And do you open your eyes on such a one and bring me to judgment with yourself? God, why do you bother beating someone like me? Isn't your time more valuable than that? 4. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No one. We sin because we are unclean. In other words, we sin because we are sinners by nature. Human beings are bad. That's why we do bad things. We aren't bad because we do bad things. We do bad things because we are bad to begin with. 5. Since his days are determined, the number of his months is with you. You have appointed his limits so that he cannot pass. There is a set time for us to live. And no amount of caution or no miracle drug or anything else can get us to live 1 second beyond it. 6. Look away from him that he may rest, till like a hired man he finishes his day. Job is asking God to give him a break. He says everyone gets a little time off sometimes. 7. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoots will not cease. A fresh sprout can grow out of a tree stump. Verse 8. Though its root may grow old in the earth, and its stump may die in the ground. And that's true. A sprout can pop out of that stump, even if the roots are very old. 9. Yet at the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. Drop some water on the stump and it sometimes starts to grow a brand new tree. That's great for trees. Verse 10. But man dies and is laid away. Indeed, he breathes his last, and where is he? In other words, people die and people stay dead. 11. As water disappears from the sea, and a river becomes parched and dries up. A dead body is like a empty riverbed. It is a dry reminder of something that once was but is no more, says Job. 12. So man lies down and does not rise, till the heavens are no more. They will not awake nor be aroused from their sleep. Yeah, you cannot do your life over again. It is what we make of it, and there are no second chances. 13. Oh, that you would hide me in the grave, that you would conceal me under your wrath, or until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. These are tough times for Job, and the hope he waits to realize is the resurrection. 14. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my hard service I will wait till my change comes. The resurrection would be a huge change for the better. The only problem is, it has to be waited for. 15. You shall call and I will answer you. You shall desire the work of your hands. Job would like this issue with God to be settled before he dies. He really doesn't know what the problem is, but he doesn't want to go to his grave with it unresolved. 16. For now you number my steps, but do not watch over my sin. God examines everything we do, like a scientist carefully watches something under a microscope. 17. My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and you cover my iniquity, like people handled money in those days by putting it in a bag. God put Job's sin in a bag. He counted them and tagged it so that it wouldn't need to be counted again. In other words, God knows every single one of Job's faults. 18. But as a mountain falls and crumbles away, and as a rock is moved from its place, earthquakes move rocks from their place, but they never return those rocks to the place where they were. Verse 19, as water wears away stones, and as torrents wash away the soil of the earth, so you destroy the hope of man. Boy, he's not being very nice to God, is he? He says, like water wears away stones, you grind our hope away with trouble. And like an earthquake moves rocks, but doesn't put it back again, you never restore our hope, God. He's being pretty mean to God. Verse 20, and disrespectful. You prevail forever against him, and he passes on. You change his countenance and send him away. God, you are too big for us to stop, which is why you always have your way with us. Well, it's not good, but there's nothing we can do about it. 21. His sons come to honor, and he does not know it. They are brought low, and he does not perceive it. Yeah, that's one problem with death. It removes us from the people that we care about. A parent dies, and he misses out on his son's first Little League game or his daughter's wedding. A child goes through a rough time, and the parent isn't there to support them. 22. But his flesh will be in pain over it, and his soul will mourn over it. And this is life, says Job. It's nothing but pain and sorrow. Chapter 15, verse 1. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, should a wise man answer with empty knowledge? Stop there for a second. Eliphaz's second speech is really the bell for round two. And the verbal battle between Job and his three friends, if you thought it was harsh in round one, what do you hear round two? And he begins by saying, should a wise man answer with empty knowledge and fill himself with the east wind? Told you it was going to start out rough, or it was going to be rough. He says, Job, your words are like the hot desert wind. They blow hard, but they're totally useless. 3. Should he reason with unprofitable talk, or by speeches with which he can do no good? Job, you're talking nonsense. 4. Yes, you cast off fear and restrain prayer before God. Job had said that it doesn't matter. Good and bad people are treated the same way by God. You know, if people heard and believed that, they wouldn't even try to be holy. And they wouldn't pray either. Eliphaz is right. Verse 5. For your iniquity teaches your mouth, and you choose the tongue of the crafty. You cannot say that God makes no distinction between good and bad people and still be right with the Lord. 6. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I. Yes, your own lips testify against you. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Job's words are revealing some pretty ugly things and pretty bad thoughts in his heart. 7. Are you the first man who was born? Or were you made before the hills? In other words, are you as old as creation, Job? Have you observed everything about everything so that you have all the answers? 8. Have you heard the counsel of God? Do you limit wisdom to yourself? Job, you have all the answers. So you must have listened in at the meeting when God planned all these things that He's doing at this time. 9. What do you know that we do not know? What do you understand that is not in us? And what have we missed about the sovereign plan of God that you understand? Fill us in, Job. Bring us up to date. 10. Both the gray-haired and the aged are among us, much older than your father. Well, now, instead of helping Job, giving answers, Eliphaz is turning this into a I'm smarter than you are thing. 11. Are the consolations of God too small for you? And the words spoken gently with you? Gentle words of comfort and assurance from God would hit the spot with Job. That would be great. Unfortunately, all he is getting is a verbal beating and false accusations. He is not getting the word of God. 12. Why does your heart carry you away? And what do your eyes wink at? Job, you're letting your emotions control your thinking. You're letting your emotions control your words. No wonder you're in such trouble. 13. That you turn your spirit against God and let such words go out of your mouth. You know what? Job was doing fine spiritually until these three friends of his started falsely accusing him. They provoked Job, and he responded sinfully. And now Eliphaz says, well, I just don't know what's the matter with you, Job. Well, I wonder. 14. What is man that he could be pure? And he who is born of a woman, that he could be righteous? It is impossible for any human to be sinless in God's sight. 15. If God puts no trust in his saints, and the heavens are not pure in his sight, God doesn't even trust his angels 100%. Not that they sin. They don't sin. Not the holy angels, but they're not perfect either. 16. How much less man who is abominable and filthy. Now, he says, who drinks iniquity like water. Now, people might not like to hear that. But God's viewpoint on man is that he is filthy spiritually. And people need to understand that, so that they know how desperately they need a Savior. 17. I will tell you, hear me. What I have seen, I will declare. I'm going to tell you what I think, Job. Like that's something new. 18. What wise men have told, not hiding anything received from their fathers. This is what wise people have always said, Job. And I guess he figures that he's one of them. 19. To whom alone the land was given, and no alien passed among them. The wicked man writhes with pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden from the oppressor. You rebel against God, you can expect trouble. And the longer you live, the worse the trouble gets. 21. Dreadful sounds are in his ears. In prosperity, the destroyer comes upon him. It gets so bad with the wicked that every little sound they hear terrifies them. 22. He does not believe that he will return from darkness. For a word is waiting for him. A sword is waiting for him. A sword is waiting for him. Evil people are hopeless people, is what he is saying. They do not believe it will ever get any better. If bad can happen, they figure it will happen to them, because they're so used to it being that way. 23. He wanders about for bread, saying, where is it? He knows that the day of his darkness is ready at his hand. They don't even know where their next meal will come from. That's the way it is with evil people, Job. Sounds familiar, huh? Sounds like you. 24. Trouble and anguish make him afraid. They overpower him like a king ready for battle. Yes, he says evil people live in constant dread, constant terror, Job. Sort of like you. 25. For he stretches out his hand against God and acts defiantly against the Almighty. It's all because they do not respect the Lord God, Job. 26. Running stubbornly against him with his strong, embossed shield. Always fighting against God, never submitting to God. That's your problem, Job. Told you it was going to get uglier. We'll pick up our study in verse 27 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.